Hello and welcome to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul. I'm your game master tonight. And with me, we have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Yup.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
All right. So, who wants to do the recap from last time? Because there was some pretty big stuff that went down.
I almost died.
You got better.
How many?
Twice.
Still got better.
Do a counter for how many times he says, I almost died.
So, we've heard word about a we were hired as security via Claw, specific, not going through Alano Corp. We figured it out, we found vials underneath a underpass on the interstate or highway, whatever.
Same shit, different day.
Yep. It was Bedlam that actually found it.
Well, yeah, he's got the highest wisdom out of all of us, so you'd think he'd find it.
It was investigation, though. He just rolled really well.
Yep.
It was perception.
Yeah. So you guys found some weird ampules full of purple liquid that I believe you got rid of most of them, with the exception of five that Colin stashed somewhere.
Or that he never told us about.
But the group does not know that they exist.
So, after figuring out what they were, we knew they belonged to a cape or a towel named Crimson.
Hang on.
Who is supported by another cowl named Titan, who might still be locked up. I haven't finished the book yet.
Currently, yes, he is locked up. Now, Crimson is also the boss.
The head of the Midtown Terrors. We continued to be deployed in the crowd of the launch site for...
Do you remember the name of the ship?
Yes. It's a three different names for three different ships that eventually will combine together.
To become
Atlas.
Humanity's Reach.
Humanity's Reach. We were in the crowd, three different groups. We figured out one of them was just a distraction. Two groups, one tried to board or do something with the ship, as the other group was amping up... And we took out Crimson at the source.
Did she escape?
We caught her with the cuffs, but her lawyer got her out.
Yes.
So she didn't escape yet.
Correct. Because she's still on her way to prison. Or she is arrested, but she has not been released, even though we know she will because she made her diplomacy checks.
So she has a good fucking lawyer. She has a lot of money. All right, so, and then the Claw gave a speech about humanity, about the launch of Atlas, and how what each of the ships meant to him, and things like
and
that.
And he lied.
Yep. We figured out somebody read his eyeball, and the eyeball said something about she's aboard.
Correct.
I don't even know how I was able to read his eyeball because, like, I'm going to the fucking hospital. I'm done.
Didn't you get, like, a nat 20
on a insight?
So, yeah, you were watching through a monitor in the hospital van, and that 8K monitor in there, you're able to see his eyeball reflection, and you just so happened to notice.
Ooh, what if it was a play on my new ability?
That makes a lot more sense. Retconned.
We're retconning this because I chose a very specific passive ability.
Oh yeah, because at your heroic action, yep. and basically saying I'm willing to die to save the people here, you were given a boon basically of you unlocked another part of your heritage,
which is weird considering it has nothing to do with my power set.
No, it doesn't. But
your heritage is not your power set.
Correct.
Oh, it was something from...
You don't know anything about your mom's side.
Spoilers.
At all.
Dad. I don't know who my dad is.
You don't know anything about your dad.
I know my mom's side because that's my grandpa's side.
It's the best side, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It is right after the launch. Claw has sent you guys each a text asking you to stay. Weasel, you were provided medical attention by a... a medical suite that showed up on site.
I also gave him 9 hit points.
Good deal.
Maybe more.
So
I do believe I'm at 21 total.
Just as I was saying, you were provided medical attention by a surgical suite that showed up in an RV. Seems like that's a pretty common thing nowadays, you know, for really, really rich people.
Yeah.
So you were provided the best care that you could get in an RV, which is pretty fucking amazing. It's very similar to what you had when 9 came to get you.
Is it the rust bucket?
No.
Oh.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and no, it's not the rust bucket. It's damn. It looks like a luxury camper that you get inside, a luxury RV, and you get inside, and it's a fucking medical suite.
Okay. I'll take it. I'm a little disappointed. Mike is disappointed, but
you're gonna get
Rico is, you know, thankful.
You're going to get 7, 13, 21, plus 4. 25 hit points back?
More than I needed, but I'm taking it.
Yeah, they're you know.
It's still just, you know, I dive bombed on acid without my armor.
Yeah. I was impressed.
So, for everybody at home, I've had the past, I've had a little while to think about what powers I'd get with my, my boon here.
Your free passive.
Yes, a free passive ability. So I took a look at the list, and it was a hard choice, but ultimately it came down to a power set that I kind of already had, and it just expanded on it. So I went with the telepathy power set.
What do you get from that?
I get a 100-foot telepathic communication, and then a limited version of a 5th-level spell, telepathic bond.
Actually, is it limited?
Only 5-mile range versus as long as they're on the same plane.
So, Claw has asked you guys all to stay behind and, like I said, provide medical attention. You're all provided food and drink, whatever you want, basically.
Ooh, booze. I just dove on an acid bomb. I need booze.
No combining drugs.
Oh.
Yeah, the doctor's like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait at least 24 hours before you have any hard alcohol. And at least 8 hours before you have any beer or ale.
Damn it. All right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't think they'd mix well with the painkillers, right?
No. No, a painkiller is strong enough to take out what that did to you and make it so you can walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
Really not messing with it. All right. So the rest of the event goes really well. There's a lot of, like, this is what's happening in space or in the atmosphere. And then finally you do watch them break Atmo and exit, you know, but they're still got hours to go before they combine. But there's actually a much smaller ship flying behind them recording it. It's just an unmanned drone.
Not that same unmanned drone that we dealt with earlier in the day, right?
No.
Thank God.
Is it the same make and model? Or
No, it's a space-worthy drone. It looks like a little rocket ship.
Okay.
So
we're going to talk with Claw, right? After everything is all done?
So, after probably about 4 hours, I mean, Claw providing you whatever food and drink you want. He comes
almost.
Yeah, except Weasel, who's provided with extremely good medical attention for no cost.
And apparently sports drinks, because I can't have booze.
And any sports drinks you want, including like the exotic stuff, like the stuff you can't usually find in the States. So he comes into a kind of like a VIP box where you guys in nice couches, chairs, whatever you want. And if you're like, hey, I'd like a chaise lounge, the guy showed up with a chaise lounge. Like, that's the kind of the service you were getting here. Now, if you did that a lot, they'd make fun of you. But Claw wouldn't, but other people would. All right, so Zaya walks in, and he says, I cannot tell you how thankful I am for what you've done for me and for our nation and for the world as it is. You've saved humanity's hope. And, it's kind of a strange look goes across his face because he's not really known for being the most emotional guy. His emotions show through. versus, you know, how he usually keeps himself cool and calm, but you guys know in the past he's been very open.
So, I'm going to tell you that I was going to say something, but I actually rolled a wisdom check against it to not say it, and I rolled a nat 20. So, I am not saying it, because it is wise not to.
You want to tell us what it was or no?
I was going to question him about why he was lying.
Yeah.
And who she is.
With a nat 20 and a wisdom, that isn't something bad to say, especially once you're already in his good graces. Yeah, once you've heard what he wants to say.
And there's no other recording devices around.
And there's no one else here. So this is probably the only time.
Is my new power already working, or do I have to wait for that?
No, it happened immediately.
Oh, cool. I'm going to start that up so we can have this communication. Okay. So I'm going to activate my telepathic bond with at least the party, so you'll all hear me in your head and each other.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Hey, I'm still testing this out.
How much wood? Could a wood chuck if a wood cut chuck could chuck wood?
Okay, Bedlam's cut out of the telepathic.
He says, I can't think you saved humanity's hope. And do you immediately ask him that question, or do you let it, or, you know?
I mean, as long as the room's clear.
There is no one else here. He made sure he made his guards stand outside.
Does he really have guards?
I'm sorry, he sent them home for the day. The board made him have them.
Oh.
They're basically the people so that they'll shoot people that so he doesn't have to.
Hired friends.
Link up minds? Ask him first?
Unlike
what you did to us, you hear in your head.
Well, technically, you guys can refuse it.
Correct.
It's willing, so.
Yes, I recommend asking before you make him try.
Well, yeah, it's probably safer that way. So then I will ask, I had a personal question I wanted to ask you, but I've recently discovered that I can talk to people without talking, I think. It's
like,
weird.
Like American Sign Language? As he does American Sign Language in front of you?
No. I don't know what that is. No, it's more, and I will use the first level of telepathy to talk to him into his mind.
That's very invasive.
Yes. That's why I wanted to ask first.
I'm sorry, he probably would reject it the first time.
Well, no, what does the telepathy say? I mean.
Oh, because you can talk.
Yeah.
Got it. He says, that's strange. I haven't interacted with that recently.
Because this is not a ability that I looked up. Telepathy, 100 feet to any creature.
He says, I haven't felt that since Sandman. He says, and you're saying you have something so private that you would like to not say it out loud, is what I'm hearing.
It would be preferred. I know. I would not feel comfortable speaking it aloud.
You have permission granted.
As a note, we're all on this chat, just so he knows.
Yeah, he's. I assumed.
And then I'll put up the telepathic bond to all of us.
Yeah, you get,
including Cece, because you know I never exclude her.
Wait, can we now hear Cece?
Only if she wants you to.
Can they hear me? I love people.
That's Cece. She says hi.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. The weasel can talk.
I told you she could.
I've been talking for weeks. You don't listen.
I never heard you before.
You don't listen.
I haven't heard you before.
To Cece. Fist bump. Oh, yeah.
she definitely fist bumps you. Or she head bumps into your fist.
Yep.
All right. So Klaus says, what was so important?
Well, who is she?
I don't recall.
You don't recall? She is on board?
Ah, that's different. I gotta roll composure. There's no composure like there is in Shadowrun.
Insight versus deception?
No, him to keep his shit together is what I'm rolling
deception,
for.
Deception, maybe. That's
deception or insight?
I'm gonna do like straight wisdom. I think there's no benefit.
Well, he need to deceive his own mind.
I'm about to get shot, aren't I?
No, no.
I'm going back to the hospital, guys.
No, he says, I'm surprised you caught that. But then again, knowing your abilities, maybe I'm not.
It just kind of popped into my head. I'm still learning how to do this because it literally happened like 4 hours ago.
So we are considered to have had a short rest then.
Correct. You can take your short rest if you got anything you need to do.
I have nothing that comes back on a short
Colin
rest.
Colin gets his key points back.
Lucky Bedlam bastard.
Does. I don't think I spent any.
I don't think you did either. He says, how much do you know of why I became a cape?
What was published in the news about you and your sister?
I've only lived around here, so I didn't really pay attention to the Chicago stuff.
I understand.
Still an international figure.
I don't spend much time in Riverside City, mostly in
okay, Chicago. Well, when you're 10 years old and running around in the streets, the suck, you generally don't look at a newspaper.
True.
No, with Deimos's upbringing, you absolutely care about the news.
Yeah. According to my timeline, it was roughly the year he was born that it happened. I'll have to double check my notes.
Yeah, so it would be like a historical thing as to like why Cape history is why he did that, which is why I figured Deimos would absolutely know what happened.
Sorry.
He says my sister was gunned down in the streets by a gang, and I made up my mission to reduce gun violence, to reduce the number of gangs in Chicago, and after a while the Midwest, and now we're expanding. And, hey, you know what? Big thing about the surge is guns don't work anymore. And any weapons are a lot harder to make and maintain. The world's a safer place. Mostly. Now, people with powers are dangerous, but it takes a lot more training to get dangerous with that than it does with a pistol.
Put a note, I made it my own composer check to emphasize that I do have a actual working weapon, gun. My high-tech energy pistol.
That's fine. He doesn't care about that.
I know. I actually rolled a natural 20, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to make a show of, hey, some of this still works. But.
Yeah. But he says, a couple of years ago, I actually found I believe they call him a chronomancer.
Hmm. Okay.
And they managed to bring me back in time to the day, the moment my sister was killed. And using the technology I've developed over the last 25 years, I couldn't save her life because that would change time. But I could save her mind. I managed to save Claire's mind. Now, she doesn't have a physical form as per se. I mean, she's circuitry, but she's alive, and she knows she's a being, and she has been running the AI portions of my business for the last year.
You have a functioning... He stops himself there.
Yes, we have the functioning AI. This is one of three functioning AIs I know of.
My character's big on knowledge and intelligence. Is AIs well known to actually, or if none?
There are no known true AIs. He just admitted that there are three.
Okay.
Now, she's more of an e-ghost than an actual, to use Shadowrun terms, than she is an actual AI. But no. That would be her classification.
I have a question, but it's probably better coming from the intelligence character than the charisma character, because my intelligence is a 10. What is the time travel effect that Claw went through? Was it the, there's three theories of time travel.
Paradoxal.
Yeah, the self-fulfilling prophecy, the multiverse theory, the...
I couldn't make any changes to history. Nothing changed with the fact that her mind wasn't there when she died. I didn't touch her soul. I took her mind.
Okay. But that's Mike asking, because Weasel wouldn't know
that
shit.
That would be questions from Deimos.
He says, literally. As far as I know, it's paradoxical. If time has changed, bad things will happen.
Like, to put it into movie references, is it like Back to the Future, where you change something and everything ripples forward?
Correct.
Is it a full ripple. Or is it like Predestination, where everything... happens the way it happens, and corrects itself.
It's more like Travelers. If you remember Travelers.
See, I was also going to say, or is it like Dragon Ball, where everything just kind of fuck off, you're in a new multiverse?
No, it is. It's very much like Travelers, where people went back in time, and
nothing changed.
Nothing really changed, except for if they made a major event change. That's what it would be. Because history has its course.
Right.
Now, you can diverge if something major happens, if you cause a major change. He says, but Jiffy is a time-controlling, essentially he controls time and luck. It goes by he, but it's non-binary. Ha. Okay, but yes, so like I said, there are three functioning eyes in the world. One of them is Claire. She's not artificial, but the way she was, her mind was captured would make her considered one, even if she technically isn't one. An egos is a better functional term.
Alternative suggestion, maybe Deimos suggests to him to refer to her as an egos. Having him reference that it's from Shadowrun, a game that he played when he was younger.
That works. I'll take that. He says that's not a bad idea. That's much closer to what she is.
Or because he follows the mystical arts, she's technically a living being. She's a ghost. She's now an ethereal
component with his undead knowledge.
That also she's works.
Some kind of internet or e-creature. So, e-ghost.
Now, in the thing, she has emotions, she feels, she knows, you know, she knows pain, she knows loss. It's almost like, I took a piece of her soul with me. I don't know.
But I thought you said that you can... This is Nelly asking. I thought you said that you can take personality. You were able to bring her mind, but not really her personality. Well, the
thing is, your mind influence is your personality.
Yeah.
All your experiences compound to make your personality.
Okay.
But he says, the thing is, she still emotes. She still understands pain, fear, loss. When I told her about, you know, everything that's happened since she's been gone, she wept. You know, an AI wouldn't do that. I know. I've interacted with them.
Okay.
So, that's who was on board. She is. Okay. She is going to be the brains behind humanity, Atlas, because the only person with enough. I couldn't just send a computer up to do it. There's too many variables. But an AI can adapt, and especially one that doesn't have to eat or sleep, for a person to take care of the human element of it. That's who's on board.
Okay. I did not know if it was sensitive information, but
no one knows she exists.
That is why I wanted it to be a more controlled conversation than.
Correction: there are two people who know she exists, besides me, Professor Tenzi. And a robotics expert I recently hired.
Okay.
Because Professor Tenzi helped me design the device to capture her thoughts and mind.
Yeah, we actually recently had a interaction with Tenzi where we found a ghost that she made a vessel for.
Yes.
She's very knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. She's been around a long time. She won't tell me how long, but she knows a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah, and she told us she worked with you on our new suits,
the nanotech suits. Yes, it was a labor of love.
I could tell.
I owe you a favor, in addition to your payment. I believe that was the agreed upon sum.
So that's two favors.
No.
We're getting paid talent for the event, and we're getting a favor for the.
The talent event?
Yes.
The talent.
So that's, okay. I wasn't sure if you were saying that we were giving a favor for this one, too.
No. He says, now, I believe, which of you needed vehicles?
Yep.
Yes.
I believe it's Damon and Bright Force, correct?
Correct.
Yes, and I actually have a reference for you, sir. And then she holds up a picture.
This doesn't surprise me. It is a pink and purple Kawasaki Ninja.
Ooh, we're all getting motorcycles.
You actually know the brand name?
Yeah.
So yeah, pink and purple Kawasaki Ninja. He says that's something we can arrange. By the way, if anyone doesn't know, for a long time Kawasaki Ninja was the fastest motorcycle in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then for you, Damon?
Something similar. I just need a bike. Motorcycle. I'm not like our swift-footed friend over there.
Well, if you'd like, I can... If you're not as worried about speed...
Oh, that is a cool motorcycle.
If you're not as worried about speed, I might be able to...
Agility and speed is higher up, but... Hmm. My preferences.
He says, we have an off-road bike that we work with pretty regularly on the field for our archaeology teams. It only tops out about 180, but
I'm already sold. You don't need to sell it anymore.
But it's incredibly agile, weaving in and out of, you know, up and down hills, and you know, put street tires on it. It should be a force of nature in the street, and up and down stairs, no issues.
I like this plan.
Yeah, Sprite Force.
I have a question. Natalie has a question. Is he able to make it so it's like similar to the suits that they have where it's a bracelet and they touch and it goes in? Is there a way that we can do that with the bike?
It wouldn't be able to go into a bracelet, but if...
What about a suitcase?
What about into a mini version of it so it looks like a mini Hot Wheel?
No, we could do something like a duffel bag, probably.
A duffel bag?
Not a large duffel bag, like
what about a book bag?
Like a weekend duffel.
What about a book bag?
A
backpack.
We can look into getting them so that you can convert them down. I don't have that technology exactly perfected, but it is on my list.
Or an easy way to change what it looks like so people won't be able to associate the design on the bike to my
That I already have designed. Right. That's already on what I was going to give you.
All right.
Also, Bright Force, would you like one just like Damon's, but in a different color? It's much more agile than the one you asked for.
Okay, that's fine. But as long as it has the same look, I mean, like, color-wise.
Yes, extra pink and purple, understood.
No, I don't... It would be very helpful for it to be compressed down.
I know I can do a duffel bag. If I was to get it to a backpack, there's a chance of failure.
Oh, really? Okay.
AKA, you do it, and if you roll a 1, it would not do it, and then it would be locked in that form for a while.
So I would like it in a duffel bag, please?
He says, we can do that. A duffel bag, it'll break down to roughly this, you know, about 2 foot by a foot by a foot. Something you could carry in, like, or if you'd like a briefcase, we could do that instead.
Briefcase would look better on my person.
No, it would be a large briefcase, but...
Yeah. How's the weight issues? Because I'm not as strong as certain other people within this room.
They're pretty light, and honestly, with an 8 strength, you probably couldn't lift it.
That's why I was asking.
I'll come over and pick it up.
because it's still every bit of 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm. No, just leave the wheel on the end.
A rolly, it just rolly rolls. Bag. Rolly bag.
Yeah, I've seen airport security. In the airport, I've seen backpacks that follow a person via their Bluetooth connection.
I have, yeah. You know what? I could make it turn into luggage.
I'll take.
But it wouldn't really look normal.
Yeah.
You know what? No.
We'll figure this out.
We could do a rolling briefcase. They exist. Big, heavy rolling briefcase, but it wouldn't be easy to go up and down stairs with, but...
That's why it transforms to go up and down the stairs.
The motorcycle can go up and down stairs just fine. All right, moving on. So, and for you, Weasel, what was your reward? I don't recall.
Well, I don't exactly need a new vehicle. I like my bike just fine, but you said upgrades, and I thought that'd be interesting, but... Not necessary.
Upgrades to what?
Well, I've got my crap, my brain just died.
Scatter blaster?
Ooh, no. That would be interesting. Would there be a way to work that into a the scatter blaster into a wrist blaster?
Not without breaking your wrist.
Well, it's just energy, right?
There's still kick.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You can use it twice.
Just Deku this shit.
Yeah, legitimately Deku yourself, yeah.
No, I was thinking upgrades to my, with my current motorcycle. But.
Well, we got a couple options. We could recreate it with nanites.
Okay.
Nanotech. And give it the same kind of functionality as theirs. Or I could make one just like theirs and just make it look like your old one. And you could give that to someone else who might want it.
Hmm.
Or you store it in case something happens.
That could work. The only thing that I ask that it still has is the...
I said exact copy.
I can do that.
I'll need you to drop it off for a day to get it scanned.
I can do that.
He gives you like a card to get into a special garage.
Cool.
It'll open at once. Don't leave and come back. It won't work.
Uh-oh.
And then the new bike will be delivered to your house. I assume you're still at the same location?
Yep.
Okay.
Can't
Bedlam?
Miss it.
Bedlam, what was your reward?
Could I just get like a collapsible bike or something? Like a high efficiency gear so that I could go faster on it?
Absolutely.
A consumer bike?
He says,
Not a motorcycle.
Would you like a racing bike? Or would you like something that's more acrobatic for, let's say, hills and things like that? Or mountain trails and things like that?
Let's go mountain trails. I mean, I'm going to be going fast on it, so it's better than on foot at this point.
Would you like
I can get anywhere.
Would you like the seat to be more comfortable than those regular racing seats?
No, it would be a mountain bike.
Yeah, mountain bike seats still suck.
Okay.
I think normal mountain bike seats are pretty comfortable.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is my fat ass.
I drive one all the time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it really does depend. So, at all bicycle seats, you have to wear yourself into them. Because, like, when I started riding again last summer, I regretted it the first week. But then afterwards, I didn't mind at all. All
right, cool. That's good information.
So he's just, seat, just right? Grow into it.
All right. So, no, we can definitely do that. And with that, we could have it collapse down to a wristwatch.
He's already got a watch. That'd be
great. I can wear two. I know twice the time as everyone else.
Or if you'd like, we could do it as a necklace instead.
Or can you combine the two?
You'd need to speak with Tenzi about that. Wait,
it's an anklet, because it's a bike.
Yes.
Or a belt.
It's an anklet, and then you just click it. Oh.
Would you like a belt or an anklet?
I like the anklet.
Yes. And then you click it with your heels.
You just tip it with your heel. That actually
click
makes
my little heels and a bike forms beneath me.
I have to click it three times.
And then you have to say, that bike, there's right? No place like home.
is it ruby red?
It has to be. It just has to be.
Oh, hey, but
I don't have a choice in this.
Okay, just so we have this stated for the podcast. I don't think everyone's ever told like what everyone's color palette is for their suits. We really should probably do that eventually. Let's do it now.
All right.
Let's start with Mike, because he's the one who has his shit the most straightened out.
No shit. Really? All right.
What the fuck?
Well,
yeah.
His original costume was more of a brown leathers, but with some gold outlining, but with the Tenzi upgrades, I'm envisioning it more of like the, more like a black with some of the turquoise linings from that, along with he's got a nice large letter W across his chest, and then small little buttons that have the letter spelling out weasel going down the chest.
Okay.
Where his jacket used to be is the same design. He just had it augmented to look like it.
Makes sense. Colin, you want to go next? Or are you still looking one up?
I'm trying to look it up, so at least what I was thinking. So he doesn't really have an identity, superhero identity, but like, what's his face from Discworld? The tourist guy?
Doesn't help me.
You've read Discworld, right?
No.
Oh.
That's Bim, not me.
No. None of us have.
At the whole table.
At the whole table.
No, wait, Natalie has.
No, I haven't.
She's not at her head yet. Her head, yes.
No.
She did it again.
Trying to find out the character because he's...
All right, we'll come back to you.
We'll circle back. Okay.
Damon, what you look like?
So Damon's suit mostly fully covers him, so it's hard to tell, except for his arms and, I guess, parts of his face. His primary suit colors are black and silver, but he has an underlaying clothes that are more navy blue, dark blue-esque coloring. Eventually, he'll have... now with the recent change, he probably won't get medium armor, so... but he does have greaves, because that's his melee gear.
Makes sense to me.
He has, when he's in his heroic identity, he does have runes that do appear up and down his arms, anywhere that he actually has a little bit of skin showing.
Makes sense. Bright Force?
Okay, I'm pulling it up. So, Bright Forces is... So, I think I said this in the character introductions, but Bright Forces' costume is very much based off of She-Ra and the Princess of Power, the new one on Netflix. So for her color palette is like a, I think we decided on like a pink and a purple, but more of like a muted color, but with like glitter or just like sparkle within it. But like something that wasn't conveyed in the podcast, and I apologize for this, is that her being sort of a tomboy didn't really like the color palette that was given to her, but has, through fights and such, she is actually starting to like it, which is why the motorcycle has the pinks and the purples. So she's kind of more coming into liking, like, more feminine type of things. So if you don't know what She-Ra and the Princess of Power, I will do my best in explaining what her costume kind of looks
just,
like.
We can always just post a link to the description.
Well, I'll try. Okay, fair. But it's like a... The top is the bodice, but I believe it's, like, partially sleeved. There's the top, and then there's, like, the shorter skirt, and then boots. And then she's also wearing a... You said domino mask, right? They have domino masks.
Yeah, you're wearing a domino mask.
She is wearing a domino mask, so that's the only difference. Yeah, I'm actually got it up.
I went looking for it.
No problem, thank you. So, I think my friends actually helped kind of...
Is that a suggestion, or...?
Post it in Discord, dude.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't want to talk while she was talking.
Makes sense.
My friends actually helped me, so shout out to them for helping out.
You're not going
to
name them? No?
Yeah. Well, my friends Fritz and Elizabeth helped actually kind of create that. So they both kind of came up with their own thing. And I'm kind of like both combined. So on her chest, it's a crescent moon with a star on the inside. And then there's more sparkles. And that's kind of how hers is. I got very into it, guys.
Sounds good. And then Bedlam?
Oh, my.
So I posted a somewhat similar image in Discord. So Bedlam hasn't really owned a lot of clothing. And the most recent shirt he got was that bright Birdwatcher shirt. And he kind of likes it. It's pretty airy. So he is kind of, his pants are more longer and khaki-like. But
so he's rocking the bird with the bird watcher outfit.
Wearing colorful.
He's still using the hat.
Yeah, well, not he got better pants. He has better shoes. He doesn't have the hat anymore, but like he likes the shirts. So he's started wearing bright tropical shirts.
I actually kind of love that.
Very gaudy ones.
He's a cage of unseen. He's got fucking like Bermuda shorts and a goddamn like.
One serious.
I like it. All right.
He's wearing real shoes, though, not like those sandals.
All right. Makes sense. So, yes, we can get you that bike. That's not an issue. I believe that's everybody, if I didn't forget. We're good? This is Paul asking, not Zaya.
Yep.
Fish.
Fish?
Cece. She wants fish.
Oh, what variety?
What variety? Any is fine?
No, I would like a dragon carp.
Okay.
Those are protected.
Ah.
You're rich.
Yeah, but that's from Cece, not me.
Yeah, but I don't even... No, but in closets, I don't mess with the Ecological Society of Riverside City. They've got... their council is all capes. We have a relationship. How about I get you, like, a bunch of other kinds of carps? But either way, he says, how about this? I will have my best sushi chefs prepare an assortment, and then we'll let you try which ones you like.
Oh, it's not what I want, but I'll take it. Have it shipped to the same place as the pike. Bye.
And then she goes and she crawls back up and goes and lays around your neck.
Okay.
Well, if that's all that's all I have for you today, I really do appreciate your work. And if you do need, I have an additional benefit. If you need a recommendation for something, let me know. I'm more than willing to assist.
Okay.
He says, you have a lovely night. I can have people drive you home, because I don't believe most of you have vehicles here. Or you can make your way home. Whatever you'd like, just let me know. And with that, he turns and walks away.
Okay. And I, like, I'll break the link, whatever, and then
question,
set it up.
Did he actually give us a money, or is there a set number that'll show up in our accounts?
You no, guys, he's going to be sending us the
You I'm just saying
the money for the.
Yeah.
You got approximately $30,000 to $40,000 in vehicle.
Okay, and so it wasn't the favor, or was that including
the favor? The favor is completely separate.
Okay.
No, the favor is you're in a jam. You need something fixed. You got a guy who can he can move small mountains.
I thought he already said that though that he would get us vehicles that we had lost.
That's
right.
That's what we're talking about.
I thought that was the favor. Event.
Yeah.
That was not the favor. No. He has an additional, you have an additional, like, now it wouldn't be called like an unbounded favor, but it is a favor. The rest of the night's going to pass without incident.
That's good.
If you've got anything you want to do, we're going to do morning scenes again because mornings are always fun.
Yay.
And also, last one got cut the fuck out of the podcast because it broke.
So. When I get dropped off by Claw Thing.
It's like 1 a.m.
No, I go see Allison. Remember? I'm sleeping over at her house.
You're right. You did clear that.
Yes.
We'll do Bright Force first then.
No, I go there and I'm just like, okay. And I tell the driver, can you just like wait until my friend comes out? So she sees, because I'm assuming that the car has like a Claw logo on it or no?
It's very small.
Okay.
It's discreet.
Okay, then never mind. I was going to say, if there's, like, a big logo, I was going to pull her out and be like, look!
No, it's like, if you've ever seen, like, a BMW has a little, like, the little thing on the side, it's like that. You could definitely see it from where you are.
Yeah. But I sit and I tell her everything that was kind of happening and how everything was on this side of the town, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's really neat. I wish I had powers that were useful like that.
Your powers are useful.
I can just read stuff real fast.
Yeah, that's very useful.
Yeah, for school, but not for, like,
no, life. No, you helped me. What are you talking about?
I don't know if we ever said her powers on the podcast, but she has a spell I homebrewed years ago called Scholar's Touch. You touch a book and you instantly know its contents as if you'd read it.
AKA, she'd be a good lawyer. Going through terms and conditions.
Yeah, no, exactly. She's basically, and it also works with PDFs on like a computer.
It's a good way to modernize it.
Yeah, I figured it would work here. So she's just been going to the library, and she can only do it
in mod times per day.
Yeah, so she can do it currently 3 times a day. She can go and she can read 3 books in a day, which is massive.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah, she says, I really wish my powers were more useful. I can't be a cape with this.
I know, but you are still very helpful, and you have a very cool power set. I wish I could do that. Are you kidding me? You've seen my grades, and you know that if my family finds out about these powers, that I will probably be disowned.
Yeah, Mom, you know, Mom got, you know, very similar to me, but...
Really?
Is
it... Oh, that's very...
Actually, no, I want to say her mom had got the exact same powers as her. Really? She's actually a librarian.
Well,
like,
I do let... Luna does let her know that you are better than a cape.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And then you guys go and you have a nice night, you know? You watch movies, you eat popcorn.
At 1 in the morning?
No, you go to sleep.
Yeah,
I pass out. Isn't it a Friday?
It is.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Yeah, we...
It's Friday.
So, let's go over to... Oh, let's do the next easiest one. Bedlam, what you got? You go home at 1 a.m. You make it home 1 a.m. There's no one there.
So, I didn't get a ride back. I just walked to the nearest sleeping place I knew and slept. Very exciting.
I guess you only need 4. You're not really sleeping, per se.
Yeah, I don't really sleep, per se. So, I have a winter blanket. I'm going to be comfortable. I'm not really laying down on a hard surface. I'm relatively safe.
Okay.
Especially now that I can fly around, so...
Glide.
I'm up really late, though. Very late.
You can glide around.
Yeah.
You can glide around.
Well, for someone who walks around all day, gliding is flying. All
right, fine.
Mike, even Rod.
I'll be odd.
Yes, you are. So, you get to go now?
Oh, cool.
So, you go home. It's 1 a.m. Alcombustion had left the party about 10, so... Hmm. You hear the sound of deep, deep snoring coming from your grandfather's bedroom down in the
other
side of the house. It's an
earplugs kind of night.
It's an earplugs kind of night.
So would you say his snoring is quite booming?
Yes. Very much so.
So it's an earplugs kind of night. Cece crawls back up into her cat tower and just passes the fuck out. I assume you just go to sleep.
Yep.
Do you do anything else before you go to sleep?
Check back in with George, make sure everything's, you know, went well with his patrol. And
okay, yeah. Yeah, he says, I wish I could have been, you know, you get, the next morning you'll get a text that says, man, I wish I could have been at the event. He says, I saw how big it was. And I saw what happened on the news. Are you okay? I hope you're okay. Either way, I'm going to stop by and see you in the morning. And it's like, you get that text at like 6 a.m., which you're definitely still asleep. So,
okay. Yeah.
All right. Then let's go back to Damon. You go home.
Yep. I eventually make it home. I take my own route home instead of taking the ride because my character still is trying to conserve his identity from everyone as possible. So he will eventually find his way back. I'd probably be later than the rest because he's not taking the free ride.
Yeah. So when you get home, you come into your apartment and you notice that you know your apartment. You know what it looks like. You've got a good memory. Things have been moved.
I will specifically ask Leo, are you there?
You don't get any response. And it's not, nothing was taken and nothing was moved like, you know, feet. It was, things moved half an inch, you know, like.
Like it's completely messing with a feng shui kind of moved?
Yeah, actually. Like, kind of like someone's trying to disrupt the energy of your apartment. If you knew, like, glyphs and warding, like, if you could do, like, glyphs and wards, which I think is a third level spell.
I have no access.
I know, but if you could, you...
Glyph of warding?
No, there's...
Glyphs and wardings. That's higher up, though.
Glyphs and wards
is... that was a 6.
Glyphs and wards is like a... I want to say it's like third... It's a spell that like lets you put down traps and stuff over your whole house. Mm. But yeah, if you could... You get the impression that if you had done something like that, it would have disrupted it. Because it's the layout. And you know that in your family's place, that's something they would do. And you know that you were trained to always watch for things like that because subtle changes can mess with how spells work. But beyond that, there's nothing else going on in the house.
Definitely would have had surveillance set up in his own place for stuff like that because it's not the first time.
When you go to check it, the SD card is missing.
Of course.
But what about the backup? And the backup's backup.
I wouldn't do two backups, but I'd personally, I would have an offsite backup, but I've never specified this with the character, so I will...
If you did, you'll notice that that's missing as well.
Okay.
Actually, you're going to see a report the next morning about how there was a data breach on that the service you use. That they lost an entire night's worth of data for everybody. And how they're so sorry and they're working to fix the security gap. That they haven't figured out how they got in.
Character would spend a night at a motel or a hotel then.
Yeah, we have none lifestyle yet, or, but you can definitely
actually Alano Arcology.
You have a room there. Has a room there. And the security is much better than your place.
Yep. And I will pass on a message at requesting like a bug sweep at my other address.
They do that. Also, you get a what's it called? But your apartments are on like the 150th floor, just so you can like in the other place. In one of the towers. So you've got 100 floors of like the base of the Arcology. And that's 3 miles across. And then there's towers that go up at 5 different points. The center and then 4 other points, like the cardinal points. You guys are in the south tower, 50 floors above, like about halfway up the tower. So the view is phenomenal. Just so you can imagine what your rooms are like. You're all given an outside view. It's beautiful. If you like the cityscapes, it's gorgeous. I'm sorry. Weasel, you have a text, but it's not on your work phone.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Do you have a work phone and a personal phone, or is it just a personal phone?
We do have.
We got the work phone from Milano, and I figured I had a phone before that.
So are you giving that number out to anybody?
The only people that would have it are the people that know me personally, which would be, like, my family, George, and probably these guys.
Okay.
The team.
Did you put Guinevere's number in your phone?
Yes.
You have a text from her.
Oh, cool.
But you didn't give her your number.
I did not. That's interesting. She looked me up, huh?
Or she scried you.
I mean, yeah. Yes, it is Guinevere. I have that here.
Yeah, you have a text like, saw you at the launch, you big damn hero. Dinner tomorrow?
Certainly.
There's a period, not a question mark.
CC says yes.
CC's like, you have to go.
There's a period.
You haven't had a date in so long.
Yeah. But you know I don't like chairs.
Take her to the drive-in movies.
So I have to sit in a car chair.
Yep, that'll work.
Take a combustion's Cadillac.
I'll get in trouble. But it's worth it.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm picturing like CC dressed up as Emperor Palpatine. Do it. Like, you're supposed to be the voice of reason here.
No one ever said that.
I'm the voice of fun. What are you talking about?
she's the smarter of the.
She's the smart one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Literally the brains of the operation.
Weasel's a 10 in intelligence.
She's a 14 plus. I haven't decided exactly what her intelligence is, but she's smarter than you are.
Smarter and wiser.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just
CC is smarter than me if she's 14.
Not smarter than your super
guy. CC's smarter than a lot of people.
Yeah. Do we get our level?
And
we
can exactly. Well, let's do our levels tonight.
Yeah,
you level up in the morning when you wake up because you had a lot of shit to go down. Can I get like? Nah, I don't need like the huge long summary of what happened, but just give me bits and pieces of what you guys get from leveling. Let's start out with Mike because I think his is going to be the fastest.
Probably, I think there might be somebody faster, but still. So I just hit 4th level of sorcerer. Since that one level of rogue throws everything off a little bit. But I took the skill expert feat instead of the ASI. And what that gives me, it took 1 point into my constitution, which bumped it up to an 18.
Nice.
I took proficiency in persuasion and expertise with my power. So boom.
Boom.
Yes, very much so. And because this is a new level 4 of sorcerer, I get a new cantrip and a new spell.
What about your power set bump?
Yes, I also got my my next level of boom, which gives me a thunder-based version of fireball that I can use up to my proficiency modifier times per day. So 3. But as for new spells, I picked up the cantrip for Mind Sliver, which made sense with the telepathy, and Mind Spike, also because of the telepathy.
All right, that sounds great. Bedlam, what you got?
Still filling stuff out, but... So upon reaching level 5 as a monk, I get the ability Slow Fall, which reduces my falling damage by 5 per my level, so currently at 25. Extra attack and stunning strike. Additionally, I took the super speed power set, which gives me a passive plus 15 to movement. I can run up walls and on water. And as a bonus action, and a level 1 bonus of that power set is it gives me a bonus action as an extra attack, so I no longer have to spend key to do it, and skirmish, which allows me to deal half rogue levels in sneak attack damage if I move at least 10 feet in a round.
Sounds good. Okay, let's let Damon go, because I know he has his shit, all his ducks in a row.
All right, so going
from... He has ducks?
Yes, and they all go quack every time I make a joke.
Yay. Quack them up. All
right, going from level 4 to level 5 on Bloodhunter, I get an extra attack, increase to my hemo die to D6, increased proficiency.
Everyone got that.
Yep. At level 5, I'm unlocking a new power set, Super Intelligence. I'm the first one in the group to divert to a... I guess Colin just diverted to a second power set, too. I'm taking Super Intelligence, which I gain expertise in intelligence-based skills that I already have proficiency in. I gain proficiency in any intelligence-based skill I don't have proficiency in. I can use my intelligence to hit, and it increases my intelligence by plus 2 to a maximum of 22, making my new intelligence total 21. So I'll eventually bump that up at a total of a 22, but not this level. And I can cast Comprehend Language at will. Continuing Excellent. On from there, the spells in my healing power set go up to being cast at level 3, which unlocks Mass Healing Word. With the increasing intelligence gain, I gain one more spell slot for both my Cure Wounds and Healing Word.
Yep, sounds good.
Bit of a mouthful, but...
Yeah, you had a huge power. You had a huge level up. Level 5 was massive for you.
Yep, all because of the power sets you give.
Yep. It's a higher powered campaign. It really is, because if you're not careful, you will die. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, then again, that first fight with the lunge rifles pretty much summed it up. I was not pulling punches in that fight. Natalie? Bride Force.
Hi. I don't know. All I know
Would you like help?
Is skills. Some skills went up. Let's okay. list them off.
No,
Never mind.
Okay, so Natalie has played D&D for a couple years now, but she's not super familiar with leveling up and things like that, because we usually help her with it. So, as a paladin, you at level 5, you got extra attack. So now you make 2 attacks whenever you swing.
Oh, okay, that sounds like fun.
You should write that down. Extra attack.
Extra chances to smite.
Two attack.
Extra chances to smite.
In addition, you got access to second level spells, and the spell you prepared is Locate Object. because that seems very useful.
Wait
a minute. With her her ability set, does it like sparkle and glow?
A trail of sparkles leads toward it.
I love that shit.
Yes.
And you also, like I said, second level spells.
That's just something that happens?
That's a spell you can cast. Locate object.
You did add that. Okay.
I added a bunch of spells.
You did.
So now, I mean, you don't need to read what they are, but you have those. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it for that. Is there anything else Paladin could have 5? I don't think so.
What level is Find Steed?
She is in new.
Can she use that to call her bike? Would that work?
With what you're getting, it's not necessarily worth it for her.
She also gets new power set increase.
Oh, yeah, and you get the second level of glitter. Hey, Rob, you want to read what that fucking means? I'm
pulling up
now. Is it only shooting stars?
I think it is.
Break the mold. So much
fun. No, it's break the mold.
Glitter bomb, 25-foot cube centered on you, dealing D12 cantrip damage, and blinds all foes who fail dex save for a minute. Repeat save at the end of each turn.
So it does 2d12 as a 25-foot cube off of you.
Is that on here, Paul?
No.
Shit.
There is unlimited usage, apparently, because there doesn't say a proficiency mod.
It's power mod per day.
It doesn't say that.
It does. I made sure it did. It
might be something to double check and add in later.
We will before we publish anything like this.
Okay.
Can we add that to this? Or
later.
Or could I get a screenshot of what I need to write down?
Yeah, can you screenshot that box for
I don't have Natalie's number.
No, but you
have. No, but we're on Discord.
But you have our Discord.
I got it.
Okay, so that's everybody's level, if I remember correctly.
Right. So, Paul, yeah. I have a question. So for a skirmish, since rogue damage is currently 3d6, is that 1.5d6, or is it 3d6 divided by 2? It wouldn't be 1d6. That'd be 2.
Right, half round down.
Oh, yeah, I can do math.
That's good. I can't.
It's been a day.
Hey, it's still actually a d6 of damage every time you attack.
No, well, once around.
Yeah, but still, an additional d6 is an additional d6.
So do you plan to take mobile, too, with all your speed?
Hey, don't tell me what I'm planning on doing at level 8.
You could always get 2 up in fighting and then get extra 2 attacks around in.
You have to spend your bonus action, and I'm already...
Special. Homebrew.
No, the homebrew rule, where if you make an attack with a weapon in both hands, you can make a free attack with the offhand.
Okay.
My character, I can punch with one hand, then I can punch with the other hand, or shoot a gun with one hand and shoot a gun with the other hand as my attack action. Now that I have extra attack, I can then attack 4 times as my attack action.
All right. Bedlam, when you wake up, I actually had something planned for you. You find a note on your chest, didn't really sleep, so it's weird how they got it without you noticing. You only notice it when you stand up, and it falls, so it flutters to the ground out of your blanket.
I like my idea. I just stapled it to his chest.
Yeah, but he would notice that.
That's why it's weird that he didn't.
But yeah, no, it's there's a note.
I'm going to look around first. Is anyone around?
You can make perception, like watching me? You won't find anything.
Hey, there's always a chance for that nat 20.
Not if they're not there.
There's nothing to notice if there's nothing to notice.
Yep.
I got a nat 1.
So you notice something.
Yeah, you're pretty concerned about this bush a little ways away, that it is definitely a spy.
You also see pizza rat on the ground.
Pizza rat.
I'm not thinking about
I'm going to look spy. At that bush and then go run up, gather up all my stuff, pick up the note, and run up a building. Go read that note and away from that suspicious bush. Okay. Who knows what it's up to. On the top of a building, opening up the note.
The note says, "Little brother, comma, I can't wait to meet you. It'll be so much fun to kill you. Calamity.
Well, okay, that's weird. I don't have a sister. Huh. I'm gonna look around again a bit more nervously.
Make an actual perception check this time. Make another one for me. I didn't ask for the last one because it wouldn't have worked, but where you are now, you got a shot.
Okay. 21.
You see what looks like a small black bird flying away. And you notice that it keeps turning its head to look at you. It's about 60 feet away from you.
Bushes. First bushes, now birds. What is the city coming to?
The rat. That was carried pizza.
I'm going to start trying to go about my normal routine, but I'm doing it stealthily. Unlike normally, I'm actually trying to stealth through the city now.
You're not going to chase the bird? You got that gliding ability.
Is it the bird far enough away that I could feasibly catch up to it?
Absolutely.
Or is it like 100? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll definitely chase it then. I thought it was like,
three acrobatics checks. I would like you're trying to hit a total of 40 between the three of them.
Okay. Can I burn an energy cell to get advantage on that?
Absolutely. Now that will burn it out. You'll need to replace it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, but I'm getting... Oh, whoops. That didn't do it with advantage. I'm rolling up the second one. So the first one is a 15. Plus 25, so I'm at 40 already.
All right. You're good. As you catch the bird, it puffs into smoke. And as you strike it, I need you to make me a con save.
Oh, jeez. 12.
That will fail. Let me roll 2d12. For the next 15 hours, you are poisoned.
Oof. So, okay. I'm going to go to a hospital. Well, the oncology's hospital.
Yeah, you just literally just bank.
I can't.
Yeah, they give you any toxin, and it takes about 3 or 4 hours for it to run through your system, but then you're fine. But yeah, it puffed into smoke and turned it, and then you exhaled the smoke, and then you were poisoned.
You're welcome, okay. Colin.
Do you mention that to anyone else? Actually, roll history.
So actually, that I was going to get into this. I was about to, while I was waiting that 3 hours in the hospital, just start Googling calamity and poison and all that.
Because
I ain't going to pass this history check. I'm calling it now.
You can roll technology if you'd like. You said a 19?
I don't have technology. Yeah, I was like, well, I'm not going to pass this. Well, 19, okay.
Okay, so with a 19, there is a cowl by the name of Calamity, who is known for her demonic bent. She's known for using poisons and fire to attack, and she's known for being utterly ruthless. When she shows up, people die. They don't.
What? And when was she last seen?
Paris.
How long ago? Like Paris yesterday or Paris?
Paris the day of the surge. Ago. Which was
can you two, repeat that?
A week and it was
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks and change ago. 2 weeks, four days, technically, because it's Friday and it happened on a Monday night. Tuesday at 4 at 2 a.m. Yeah. So
for now, I'll save that. I'll text everyone. We might have some issue coming up soon, but it may or may not be a big deal. I don't know yet.
I will reply to your message with somebody went through my place while we were gone. I spent the night at the archaeology building. The surveillance I have set up there is tampered with.
That's including the hidden camera you had built into your TV. You know, like the one they took everything was disabled. All right, so That's how that warning goes.
If I get the message that he's in the arcology, I'll just walk up to his room. Then I have to wait for the poison to wear off, anyways.
Yeah. So Bedlam's knocking on your door.
Knock, knock.
Right, it's comprehend.
I was doing sound effects for
knock.
Enter.
Knock, knock, knock.
Enter.
Oh, I open the door. Yeah, I thought this might be easier than texting. I've been in the building. I got poisoned by someone. I don't know who. I got this weird note and I pass it to him. But it sounds like something might be going on right now.
I will cast Comprehend Languages before reading it. In case there's any... I'm going to see what exactly Comprehend Languages does, but...
Lets you read any language. Lets you read all writing. That's all it does. You're going to notice in a... You don't have Detect Magic, though.
No, I do not.
Well... Roll me in...
But any sensors have gone off as we're walking through the building...
Roll me a history, Rob. Well, history's getting a fucking workout in this campaign because it's like the generic, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I get to add plus 11 to the roll. 15 plus 11 for 26.
You know that from the way that the. You identify that the ink is of a certain variety, which is only used in. Which is only made in France. And that there is a hidden technique for revealing additional writing that if you know it, and you realize that that's probably something you could do. It's the old, like, make fire underneath it to make it show up.
You want me to roll Arcana to figure out the right method? Because there are different methods correct. That one could ruin it.
You can do that.
Arcana?
Yes.
Also at plus 11.
I had a feeling.
I rolled an 11 plus 11 for a 22.
Yeah, you figure it out. It's the one where you have to sprinkle lemon juice on it and then light it. Otherwise it just burns itself up.
Yep. Make sure your camera is recording before I do this. Just so we have.
I don't have my camera yet. Isn't that coming in today?
Yes, so pull out your phone and push a button. Recording.
Okay. Oh yeah, I have a phone. I. Take that out.
It's just so we have all the information for later on, in case something goes wrong.
So, the subtext, which is written like in between each line, which is only two lines,
literally in between, reading between the lines.
Yeah, and it says, "You're more clever than I gave you credit for, you little bastard."
Okay.
And it says, "You'll never get the family fortune."
Family fortune.
And with that, it's time to end. Alright, you can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can also follow the podcast itself at RSCPod. We may have a Patreon up, we may not, I haven't decided yet. Then again, we haven't published any of these episodes yet, so... then again, it'd be like 2 months in, so maybe we will. I don't know. If you have any, if you could leave a podcast review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to podcasts to help us get out there, it'd be really appreciated. And with that, thanks everybody. Colin, you got anything?
Yeah, I usually don't have a social media, so nothing this week.
I have been Rob. You can my Twitter is RSCPodRob. Talk to you later.
I've been Mike. You can find me on Twitter at rscpod.mike. And have a good one.
And I've been Natalie. Gonna shout out my friends one more time. And I really appreciate them. And I do hope that they hear this. Because I feel like they were pretty excited when I was talking to them about it. I really appreciate you guys. Bye. Bye. All
right. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
Bye.